Dan Austin called the housing project the home run. Austin is general manager of St. Vincent de Paul Society in Juneau. When the nonprofit and its partner GMD Development were awarded the financing in December, Austin had been working on the project for 10 years. The plan was to break ground this summer. Instead, the partnership ended.
We put in a lot of time, effort, money, blood, sweat, tears into this project. And it's very disappointing, very disappointing.
Both entities say it was the other that withdrew from the partnership. Austin says St. Vincent de Paul and GMD Development weren't able to agree on things like the administration of the project and the role of the housing's thrift store.
It's mainly differences in management philosophy and mission between the two organizations. One is not necessarily better than the other, but we got to a point where it appeared that they're incompatible.
The proposed project, targeting low to moderate income seniors, was to be a mix of studio, one-bedroom, and two-bedroom units with a thrift store on the ground floor. The plan was to build it on a lot adjacent to the nonprofit's current property near the airport. Alaska Housing Finance Corporation awarded the $9 million in financing to the project. With the broken partnership, Director of Planning and Program Development Mark Romick says the award contractually stays with GMD Development. Romick says the Seattle-based company has until December 31st to find another partner for the proposed Juneau housing.
The project has to be exactly the same as it was proposed. Same units, same energy efficiency techniques, same design, same everything.
Romick hopes the proposed housing can still happen.
We want to see the units developed in Juneau, and we're hoping that this whole thing can work itself out.
If GMD Development doesn't use the financing, AHFC gets it back. Romick says there's a possibility it could be restricted to a Juneau project. GMD may still have the financing, but it doesn't have the land. That belongs to St. Vincent de Paul. Project manager Emily Breidenbach says GMD is looking for new development sites and a new nonprofit partner. It's been in discussions with a few Juneau agencies, including Tlingit-Haida Regional Housing Authority, but doesn't have anything concrete.
Certainly because these are going to be seniors, we're looking for a site that's well-connected, that has access to buses and sidewalks, so that seniors can get out and be connected to the community.
As GMD looks for another nonprofit partner and land to build on, St. Vincent de Paul continues to pursue developing its land for low-income senior housing. Austin says he's meeting with a potential partner in a few weeks. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.